Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Chanukah, Siman Tufei Shayin Zayin, Sif Dalet, Machabe Paskins, Hanoisivim Hashminim in Hashemen, Oisrim Bedur Safin Hayatzmai. The Aruch is, Shemen of Ner Chanukah is Huxur Mitzvasai. The oil that you put into the menorah, it's halach, it's bachal, everything that you maksa for a mitzvah, makatsa for a mitzvah, it's Huxur Mitzvasai. It's also to use for anything else. That Shemen can only be used for Ner Chanukah. Cannot be used for anything else. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens, what you should do is at the end, you can, if you do have some leftover oil, you can use it for the next day. It's still the mitzvah. You can use it for the next day, Chanukah, for the next day. But what do you do at the end of Chanukah after the 8 days is finished? So the Mechaber says you should gather up all the leftover oil, and some gather up the leftover wicks also, and you make a madura, you make a fire, you burn all that leftover oil after Chanukah. The reason is to make sure that you don't use it for anything that you're not going to use it for. You're not going to use it for anything else besides the mitzvah. I'm a duchsich that not everyone's so nizah in actually burning it. Some people, they just make sure not to use it. Maybe they double wrap it, they're covered and they throw it away.
Chassidim,
So the only part that Mikadin, the Shulchan Aruch says, the only part that's huksu mitzvah is that tzorcha shi hadlaka. What you put in for a shi hadlaka. If you put in extra and you had in mind that you were going to put out the menorah, which Mikah, then you're not allowed to do that, you're not allowed to put out the fire, if the Chassidus Shia is a half hour, after half an hour, that extra was never muksa. But we're talking about people that put in exactly the Shia of Halakha, or it could be today, people have in mind really the whole thing should burn. Today the Shia is a little bit different, we don't really have that Shetech Regim on the Shuk. I think most people have in mind that whatever's in there should burn for the net. They're not planning on using it for anything else. It could be that all the oil is hooks on the mitzvah. But al-kaponim, the oil that was made for the mitzvah, you're not allowed to use it. It's asa b'hanah. It's an isa d'rabbanan. It's asa b'hanah. It's asa to use for anything else. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says you should burn it. And Chassidim, I believe, are more makbar on it. They make more of an esek of it. They do kalach. But this was Shulchan Aruch. They actually, the ninth day, they gather it all and they burn it to make sure it's not used. The Shulchan Aruch talks about a different shayla over here.
Chometz, no?
Some people save it to burn with the chametz. Some people do it. They use one mitzvah, use it for another mitzvah. But that's really not so posh, because the real reason why it says to burn it and not save it for next Chanukah, that's really simple. So why do you save it next Chanukah? Because it shouldn't be a takala. You shouldn't make a mistake. You don't want
it.
You don't, right? You might make a mistake and end up using it for other personal use. So I'm not so sure how it's called in halacha that is saving it till Pesach. But there is such a minig, it's true. He's right. There is such a minig. Some people save it for to burn with the chametz, but it's a shrela halacha. Why they do that? But al kaponim, the main halacha is that the shemen is asa b'hana. The shemen is asa b'hana. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about a different shayla. What would be v'im nisar b'shemen achad? What if this shemen that's asa b'hana gets mixed in a regular bottle of olive oil, gets mixed up with other olive oil? So if there be a shia bittel, the shia bittel by most things is a shia shishim. If there be shishim of hetta, kenega the issa, the shemen of shachanaka, then it'd be bottled. Then you could use the whole bottle of oil. But what if there's, the Shulchan Aruch talks about, in this Arab shemen achav, ain shishim levatlai. What about if you don't have shishim? You don't have enough to be mevatlos. Now you have a problem. Not only is the shemen asa b'hana, but you're ruining good shemen. So Shulchan Aruch says, yesh mishayim she'ein lo hesevel am kedeng levatlai. Don't think you have an eitz. You know what? I'll just add on a little more shemen shalheta, I'll eat on some more oil, begging oil, and be mevatel now b'shishim, that you can't do. The reason is because we have a halacha, it's Gemara in Beya, Daf Gimel. The Gemara says, "Ein mevatel nisach chachila." The halacha bittul b'roiv is only if it happens. If it happens, if a piece of tray falls into a big pot of kosher, then if there's a sheer bittul, then it's mutta. But in chachila, to go take something that's tray for asa and to go put on top of it shishim of heta, that you're not going to do. It's a nisa d'rabbanan actually, because theoretically it would work. If you went and did it, theoretically it would be bottle. But the Chazal said, you're not going to be mevatel chachila. And over here the Shulchan Aruch is saying, the same thing is even if it first fell into a little bit hetta and it ruined some kosher oil, you cannot be moisiv alav, you cannot add to it to create the shir shishim. That you also can't do. So fekta magad ramakasha, this halacha is in Erechayim, in Hilchos Chanukah. But if you look in Yerideya, which is the main makkah of Hilchos Bittul B'roiv, and all these halachas in Vatlan and Sechachira, over there, the Mechaber paskins differently. Because Be'emes is a machlekes Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold that the din of Ein Vat Lan Sechachinla by a Nisa Deraisa, that's always Ein Vat Lan Sechachinla. If the thing would be in the Dover, which is like Nevela, something which is Asma Deraisa, then even if it fell into Heta, and you don't have enough to be Vatlu, then now you want to eat on, so it should be Shishim, everybody holds Ein Vat Lan Sechachinla by Nisa Deraisa. But by Nisa Derabanan, it's a machlekes Rishonim, what's the din if it first fell in B'shoigig into a little bit Heta? Some Mishnayim hold that since it's only Nisa Derabanan and it already fell not on purpose, you weren't Mavatal Chachinah, you didn't do it on purpose, it by accident fell into, let's say, 30 times or 20 times Heta. It's not enough to Mavatal it.
But it fell into
Rayiv. Yeah, it's talking about it fell into Rayiv, right, it fell into Rayiv. But it's a Zach that needs Shishim. As it's Mishnayim Mina, it needs Shishim. Or Mina Belach, which needs Shishim. The halacha is, some Mishnayim hold that you can't be Moisval Vatle. Because since it's an Nisa Derabanan and it already started the bittul, b'shoigig, now already you can finish it off chatchila. You can finish off the bittul chatchila. So, in fact, the Magen Avraham says here. Here, the Mechaber Pasuk, that's the Rashi Shita, by the way. Here, the Mechaber Pasuk like the Rashi, that if the Nisa Derabanan fell into Rav Heta, it just wasn't shishim. To save the Heta, you're allowed to now be mevatel the rest. You can eat shishim to be mevatel it. And over here in Hilchos Chanukah, which we're also talking about in this Derabanan, the Mechaber says the Feirush not like that. The Mechaber Pasuk Yesh Mishrim like the ones that are chayuk on the Rashba. She'ein lo yisavol of kedin abatla. Even though it fell into some hetta, the Mechaber Pasuk says you cannot. It's a steer. So the Magen Avraham wants the answer. The Teretz is, he says, this is not a regular case of a bittul brayiv. This is a case of, this is an Indian for an Dovah Sheisha Matirin. Dovah Sheisha Matirin is a loch also near there. That a thing which will have a heta anyway on its own after time is more chama, and Chazal said it's afilu be'elaf le'batul. Davar sheyesh matirin afilu be'elaf le'batul. Even in 1,000, it's not batul. What's the davar sheyesh matirin? There aren't that many cases, but like one case of davar sheyesh matirin is isnadar. Say someone made a neda on an apple, like he's not going to eat this apple. And this apple falls into shishim, or even 100 times, even 1,000 times of heta of other fruit, and it's mixed up. You can't find it. The halacha is, this really is davar sheyesh matirin, this is a nether, because really you don't have to rely on bittul, you have a different eitzah. You could be shoyl on your nether, you could do a taras nedarim. Anything that has a different way to be matir it, Chazal said, don't rely on bittul. So mashal, this nether, this apple which is asked to be dinadarim, since it's davar sheyesh matirin, has a heta, that is not bottle. Another case of davar sheyesh matirin is chametz u'pesach. If that's one of the reasons some Mishnayim say that chametz u'pesach is also b'mashu. The thing is, if chametz falls into a little bit, chametz falls into a lot of kosher of kosher u'pesach, let's say matzah. Even if there's 1,000 times matzah connected to chametz, it's not bottle, because we say it's a davar sheyesh matirin. Don't rely on bittul. Just wait till after Pesach and eat it after Pesach. Even though after Pesach it might be also because of chametz shavul of a Pesach. The halacha is any chametz that went through Pesach is also asa, but that's only the Rabbanan. So, but in the gate, this is the rice, so we call it davar sheyesh matirin. We tell you, don't be simach on bittul to eat this is the rice, so now just wait till after Pesach. Anything which has a heta afterwards, we call it davar sheyesh matirin, and it's not bottle. As the main law is up the Magen Avraham, the Emes says this shemen of Chanukah that's asa after Chanukah is really davar sheyesh matirin. Because really, you can wait till next Chanukah, it has a heta. Subshat that it's asa forever. It's not asa behechlet. It will be mut the next Chanukah to use it for next Chanukah. So instead of relying on bittul, wait until next Chanukah. And that's the reason. That's the Magen Avraham's Torah. It's really the Mechaber Pasuk Ziradeya that if Ister Banan falls into some heta, you're allowed to be marbel of levatla. You're allowed to eat onto it to make it a shishishim. The reason why the Mechaber says over here that's not an eitzah is because. Is because it's a davar sheyesh matirin.
Can you use it for Shabbos?
No, it was muksa for Chanukah. You cannot use for Shabbos. It's not yeshem matirin for that, but it is yeshem matirin for next Chanukah. So, and therefore, you cannot be marble of a vatla. That's the Magen Avraham's teretz. If you think about it, this Magen Avraham is a pli yatsuma. Zayfekt b'kivega, and it's true at the end of Siman Lamaches and Hashmata. Because the Mechaber seems to be saying clearly over here that the whole problem with this Shemen of Chanukah is because it did not fall into Shishim to begin with. It only fell into less than Shishim, and now you want to add on to it to be Mevatel it. But Smasha from the Mechaber, if it would have fell in the Chachin into Shishim, it would be Batel. So you see that the Mechaber is not considered as a Davar Sheyesh Matirin. How can the Magen Avraham explain that the reason why, if you're failing to some heter, the reason why you cannot add to it to make it shishim is because it's a davar sheyesh matirin, and a thing which has its own heter, we don't rely on bittul. How can the Magen Avraham say that's the case over here? If that's the case, then why does the Mechaber sound like the whole problem is because it did not fall into shishim to begin with? But the Mechaber himself is saying, here the Mechaber himself is saying that if it fell into shishim to begin with, it would be bittul. So obviously it's not davar sheyesh matirin.
The next Chanukah is not helping.
We're not calling it next. That next Chanukah is not changing the status of the bittul. We're saying it can be bittul now. So for some reason we don't consider this a davar sheyesh matirin, right? We don't consider it because of next Chanukah davar sheyesh matirin. Obviously, we're letting bittul work on this.
It's not really, it's not bittul. It's talking about the chiddush of
bittul. Because it's such a bite the case.
You can only use it for one thing.
Right. Okay. But the Magen Avraham wants to call it davar sheyesh matirin benegiah this halacha, not to add on to it to be bittul. But how can you say that? The Mechaber himself seems to say that in Shishim it's good. Yeah. So what's come talking about Zakasha? What's trying this Magen Avraham? Kivega says like this, some of the Gitarets. He says, in the halacha of Davar Sheyesh Matirin, something which is going to have a heta after time, that it's more chomer, that it's not batel, we don't rely on bittel, we really find two halachas. One halacha is this halacha. It's something which is going to have a heta by itself, or much like we said, it's a neder, you have a more easy way to be matir, just make a Torah Sedarim, or Pesach, wait till after Pesach. Davar Sheyesh Matirin is more chama, number one, that it's not batel. Davar Sheyesh Matirin, afilu be'el nafle batel. But there's one more halacha, which comes down to the same sugi in Be'ed after Aled, that Davar Sheyesh Matirin, we don't rely on the din of Safek Derban and Lahakal. By all other hilchas halachas, by all the Isuri Derbanan, if it's a Safek, the klal is Safek Derbanan Lahakal. Safek Derais and Chumra, but Safek Derbanan is Lahakal. We go in the Kula. But the Gemara, if you learn the Pashpashan, the Gemara, if you learn the Gemara, it comes out that this halacha you don't say by Davar Sheyesh Matirin. If something has a het after time, don't rely on Safek Derbanan Lahakal. Be Machme. The same kind of Chumra.
So it applies
to Safek Derbanan Lahakal. The Shach brings this down with halacha in Yerdeya, Simukuf Yud. It's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down, but Lamaisa, it's pretty klar Gemara, and the Rif passes the halacha from that Gemara in Be'ed Daf Dalet, and the Shach brings down halacha, but that's the second halacha we find with Davar Sheyesh Matirin, that's Mochama. Oh. The next Dharma that Kivega brings down is there's another klal in Yerdeya. These are in Yonim that the Eilim that learns for Smicha, and Yeshiva that learn Yerdeya, they spend a lot of time on these halachas. About Davar Sheyesh Matirin, Eim Vatlan Nesachachina, Bittul Barayv, and this next halach also, which is called Chayza Venasa. There's another cloud, which is really a Machaikis Rishonim, but a lot of Rishonim hold that a Davar Sheyesh Matirin, which should be Chayza Venasa, which will come back to be us again, is not called Davar Sheyesh Matirin. The only thing that's called Davar Sheyesh Matirin is something which is a Het Gama, the Mashal Nadarim, the Issa Nadarim. If you made a net on an apple, that's a Davar Sheyesh Matirin. Don't rely on Bittul, don't rely on Safak Deban Lahakal, because that has a Het Gama of being Shoyal, make a Tos Nadarim, and that'll be Mutta forever. Mashain Kane, other things, like Mashal, the case of Chomets of Pesach. When Chomets falls, and Chomets, we said, is Davar Sheyesh Matirin. Don't rely on Bittul, because after Pesach will be Mutta, but that's Chayza Venesa, because next Pesach will be Asur again. That's called, so is Chayza Venesa also called Davar Sheyesh Matirin, or does it have to be Yeshe Matirin Legamri, forever? So some Rishonim hold, if it's Chayza Venesa, it's not called Davar Sheyesh Matirin.
Wait,
it's Pesach. Mashal Pesach, because even though it's Yeshe.
But it's going to get, it's going to become Mutta again after.
Oh, but then, but it's Chayza Venesa again. As long as it'll always be. By Eitzim.
Because next Shabbos will be Muktzah?
Yeah. Next Yom Tov, right. The Gemara talks about Eitzim on the Gemara Gembeya, the source, he's right. The Talmud talks about Eitzim, but that fell off a tree, wood that fell off a tree on, if it be prepared before Yom Tov, it'd be not Muksa, be ready to use for fire on Yom Tov.
That's not
Shveya,
it's only Muksa.
It's only Rishonim. The Gemara says that Chometz is also Mashu. Chometz is not bottle. That's the Gemara. The Chometz is not bottle. The reason is some Rishonim learn it's because it's a Yeshem Matirin.
It's not a Torah Gemara.
The Gemara just says Chometz is Mashu with us. It has no bittul. Some say because of it's Yeshem Matirin. The Rambam is Chometz. The Rambam holds the reason is because of the Chema of Chometz. Because it's a Karis. Because of the Chema of Karis, that's why it's not bottle. It's a little bit shredder Rambam because there are other Isuri Karis. dam is the sakaris, and we don't find by dam that it's not bottle, dam is bottle. But the nice agaponim, this is the halacha of chayz v'nesa. Not rishonim hold that something which is chayz v'nesa is not the vesha shematirin. If you hold chayz v'nesa, it takes off the reason of the vesha shematirin. Then we have to have the other reason. That because of the chayim of v'sachametz is the reason why it's not bottle. That's the chayim of v'sachametz, right? But so this is the machoikis where the chayz v'nesa change takes off the din of the vesha shematirin. So the next thing he explains is we have to understand what's the reason why the Vashay Shematirin is so chama. Why is the Vashay Shematirin? Why were Chazal so machmir in the Vashay Shematirin? And what's the Machagas Rishonim? Why Chayz Venesa should change that? So Kivegas says, Bemis is Machagas Rishonim. It's Machagas Rashi and Beya and Ran and Dharam. Rashi and Beya says the reason why Chamashay Shematirin is so chama is because what we would think the Basha reason is, because Rashi's Lashon is Asher Techlan Abeisu Techlan Abeheta. Before you send mecham bittel and eat a bissa, eat a behetta. Wait till after Pesach and don't get involved with this chametz deraisa. Or be shoyel on your neder. Don't get involved with the bittel. Don't. You don't need the bittel. Ach techan bissa techan behetta. That's a Rashi ones. But the Ran and Durham says a whole different reason. Plenty of reason. Very whole cheshbon yeridaya. The Ran says, as we find, there's a machlokes tanoim in Menachos Daf Chaf Beis. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, if min b'mini is bottle. If you hear the holds, min b'minay is never bottle. If something falls into the same min, the mashal, if you have a basa that falls into basa shchuta, into kosher basa, it could be 1,000 times basa shchuta times the basa neveila, it's not bottle. The only times you have bittel is if it's two different minim, if it's two different types of food. For example, basa neveila falls into yirakos, into vegetables, and you can't find it, it gives tam into the vegetables, that is bottle b'shishim. But if it's min b'minay, the same item, if it's basa treif that falls into basa kasha, that's not bottle at all. And the chum machaylik, the chum hold, min b'minay is also bottle. The real machaykis is in the gzeis akosav, the law kofi dam apami, dam asoyi, the gemara is a whole drasha. But the Ran explains like this. The Ran says that, the Ran explains the machaykis a little bit different. The Ran explains that even the rabbanon are also moid, that hold that min b'minay is bottle. They're moida to that same side of a Yehuda that min b'mina should not be bottle. If it's the same thing, it's not really mevatel. If anything, it's mechazeget. You know, it's not really mevatel if it's the same min. The reason why the Rabbanan Chalak is because the Rabbanan hold that min b'mina may be the same min in metzias of what it is, but in halacha it's different. This is a min hetta, this is a min issa. So every min b'mina is really min b'she'en b'mina. It might look the same. They're both meat. But this is basa neveila, and this is basa shchuta. That makes a min b'shein minay. Since the halacha is definitely different, that's what makes a min b'shein minay. The heta in halacha is different. This is heta, and this is issa. That makes a min b'shein minay. As a meila, zakteran, that's the reason why davar sheshem matirin is not bottle, because the davar sheshem matirin is not so different in din either. Normally, it's completely different. This is mutta and this is asa. Finished. So that's different. That's called min b'shein minay. But something which is davar sheshem matirin, even the issa really can theoretically have a heta. It's not so rochak in din. It's a little bit curved in din. Even the issa is a little bit considered in the same min as the heta, because it also can become mutta. The main of the Ran says that's the reason why min b'shein minay is bottle. So. That's the svara in the deraisa, yeah.
The svara is a deraisa in the svara.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So.
No, look, Rashi, it's a drabbana de gazan, chacha de chlenu.
Oh, I hear you saying, but the Ran is moid, it's only the rabbana. I guess the Ran holds, I guess midaraisa is the. Only midabonan, they wanted it to be different, maybe the whole svara is only the one. Right. Only the rabbana, they wanted it to be different in din at least, and this is not so different in din, so meaning it's not bottle. Is Mela Zakteran, that's the reason why Chayz Venesa takes off Davar Sheshem Matirin. No, the Ran didn't say this. Kivei wants to say this. According to the Ran, we could explain that's how Chayz Venesa works. Since Zach is Davar Sheshem Matirin, but it's Chayz Venesa, it becomes back to be considered different than Halacha. Comes back to be considered a different min, Halacha. Becomes more curved to Issa. The only thing that's considered curved to Hetta, B'negia that should not be min b'sheni minay is if it's a davar sheyesh matirin behechlet, has a definite hetter forever. But this that has a hetter, but it will come back to be usa. That's not mistabra. That remains in the din of issa. Even though it's davar sheyesh matirin, but since it's chesav and issa, we don't look at it like a davar hetter so much. It's still cholak in din. Because it's still chalak din. This is the asan. This is mutan. Even though it's yeshem matirin, but it's chayzav v'nasa. We still look at it like a dava. It's chalak din, and then it's asan.
Oh.
Oh, so good. Very good. So we're gonna get that. Very good. So how would Rashi, obviously, we're not learned this way. Rashi doesn't learn this way to begin with. Rashi learns the whole din of the Rosh Hashematin is Tamasvar, of Asher Techon Abesah Techon Abahetta. So, how would Rashi understand the Allah of Chayza Vanessa? Why should Chayza Vanessa make a difference? You still have an opportunity to eat a Behetta. Why rely on Bittel? Fine, next Pesach will be Yasa. But you have a whole year until then to eat a Behetta. Why rely on Bittel? It could be Rashi holds like the Rishayim that Chayza Vanessa doesn't change the status of Rosh Hashematirin. Could be Rashi holds like the Rishayim that even by Chayza Vanessa remains that the Rosh Hashematirin is not Batal. Oh, but the main point, and this is what the Ramesh is saying, is according to the Ran Svara, how do you understand the second din of Rosh Hashematirin? That we don't rely on the Kula of Safek Deban and Lahakal. What does that have to do with this whole cheshbon of Mimvamini and Mimvashenimini? The Ran explained the reason why the Rosh Hashematirin is not Batal is because it's not so cholak in din. That's a cheshbon b'negei dini bittel. But what about the other halacha? A savak deban lakel. Savak deb kivega enechanami. The Ran in that din will have to be moed to Rashi. That halacha can only be explained according to Rashi. Avashat techan lebis, techan lebehetta. It's not a cheshbon of whether it's cholak in din. The whole reason why devash hashem etirin we're machmir and we're not semech on savak deban lakel will be because of Asher Techon Techon Behetta, be Rashi's reason. As a Meila, Benegeya will come out, in Cheshbon, according to this din of Safek Deban Lahakol, will not make a difference if it's Chayza Vanessa. Because we explained the whole reason why Chayza Vanessa takes off the status of Davar Sheyesh Matirin is because it brings it back to make a Chiluk in Din, to make it more curved to Issa. So the whole reason why Davar Sheyesh Matirin, according to the Ran, is not bottled is because it's not considered min b'sheni minay, because it's more curved lehetta. So in din it's not so chalom. But when it's chayzav v'nasa, it becomes again more curved le'issa, and it becomes chalom in din. That's all cheshbon in the halacha that Rosh Hashem is not bottle. But in the halacha that Rosh Hashem Matirin, you don't rely on Safek Deban l'hokel, that again will be, that round will have to be made to Rashi in l'chayah. But the reason is because Asher techon le'issa, techon le'behetta.
Why
does
the Ran need
new
reasons for it?
Oh, very good. I was wondering, according to Kvega, that he's saying, that L'chari, he's saying that the Ran is moida to Rashi Svar, about Shatachin Abis, Shatachin Behetta. So why doesn't the Ran, why does the Ran have to come up with a whole new reason for Bittel?
Because Bittel would make it moot. There's no reason.
But
he holds by Bittel, there's no
reason. Very good. That's Pshat. That's what I was thinking also. That the Ran will hold that Bittel, by Bittel, it's already bottle. By Bittel, it's already bottle. You come here to give me a reason. If you say Bittel is already bottle, there's no tzad to say Asher Techon Be'issa, Techon Be'hetta, Techon Be'issa. I'm sorry, Asher Techon Be'issa, Techon Be'hetta. Because if it's bottle, it's already bottle. You have to come and say a reason why it's not bottle. That's why the Ran needs a social shtickle to explain why we don't consider it bottle to begin with. Because it's not carving din. Or because it is carving din. Because Tavash Hashem Matin becomes carving din. It's not cholak in din. Yeah, but right. But he has to say that's the whole reason, and the reason of Asher Techon Be'issa, Techon Be'hetta doesn't apply over here. Why doesn't that apply for Bittel also? That reason of Asher Techon Be'issa, Techon Be'hetta. Right. So we're saying because the Ran maybe will hold that it's already bottle. That something. If you don't have a reason why it's not bottle, then once it's bottle, it doesn't pass the whole din of Asher Techon Be'issa, Techon Be'hetta. There's no makom to be machme. Rashi will hold. There's still makom to be machme. But Ran holds no makom to machmir. But Akoponim, Benegia, the other halacha of Safek Deban Lahakol, that for sure the Ran's Svara doesn't apply. So you have to say the Ran's Moedah to Rashi over there. As a male, getting back to the Magen Avraham, the Kveg wants to say. What?
Bottle exists. It's also the Rashi has to hold it to be in Yisr.
Rashi is still mokum to be machmir. Don't rely on bittul. Yeah, right. You understand the Ran now. Now you understand the Ran, Rishdak. But the Chayyur Rashi will hold that there's still mokum to be machmir. Don't rely on bittul. Right.
He says it. No,
I'm saying he's in front of hold it. For Sophic, it could work. To call him back, it's not as far.
That's what we're saying in the Ran. That's what we're saying. The Ran will hold the Rashi's for only Vinegay in Sophic Gibbon and Lokom. The Ran won't hold the Rashi's for Vinegay Biddle. Right. Is there a mocking to be machmir? Rashi holds a mocking to be machmir. The Ran says not. That's why the Ran has to come up with his new reason. But I'll go upon him, but again, the din of Sakhid one on the Hokul, you understand that the Ran's whole saw doesn't apply, so the other Ran will badly have to be made to Rashi. As a Mela, it'll come out that by the din of Sakhid one on the Hokul, Chayz of Anessa won't make a difference. Because we're saying, if you're going to get Rashi's far, that the whole reason why we're Machmir, but Devash Shem Matirin, is because Shashat Hachon Abyssat Hachon Abyssat, don't rely on the Bittel, or don't rely on the Sakhid one on the Hokul, wait till you have a Hetta. There's no svara of Chayz of Anessa according to Rashi, because there's still time before Chayz of Anessa, before next Pesach. Rely on do your hetta now, and don't rely on these kumas. There's a meilas of Kvega Das Pshat in this Magen Avraham, very good. He says that Be'etzem, this din of Shemen Shebenei Chanukah will be a let's see what's the cheshvan. Since it's Chayz of Anessa, we're going to Iran. Since next Pesach will be Chayz of Anessa, it's not considered Devash Hashem Matirin, and it is bottle. Since next Chanukah it'll be Mutter anyway, so it's since next Chanukah and the after Chanukah will be Chayz of Anessa, right? We begin Chayz of Anessa. Is a main. It is called Devash Hashem Matirin. One second. Wait. So no, the Mechaber will hold. No, I'm sorry. No, the Mechaber will hold that. The Mechaber will hold that the fact that it's Chayz of Anessa, right, and it'll become Chayz of Anessa after next Chanukah. There'll always be a time that it'll be Chayz of Anessa. Is the main, it takes off the din Devash Hashem Matirin, and it will be bottle. Bishisha. Right, and that's why the Mechaber passes in Hilchos Chanukah that it is bottle Bishisha. If it falls into Shishim Chavchinla, it is bottle. But Benegia, the second halacha, in case it didn't fall into Shishim, it only fell into 20 or 30 times, let's say. Now you want to be Mabal of Levatla. You want to add on it to Mevatla. So to Kivega, this is not just a Shaila Bittel. This is a Shaila of a Safak Darban al Hakal. Because this is really a Shaila which is Machagas Rishonim. Are you allowed to be Mabal of, to be Mevatla, in Nisra Darbanan that fell into Roiv? If Nisra Darbanan fell into Roiv, now, and you didn't have Shishim, are you allowed to add on to it to make it Shishim? That's Machagas Rishonim. So the Esmachay Rishonim is mainly the Mechaber Paskins really normally like the Rashba. In your day, the Mechaber Paskins like the Rashba. That it's a you're right that you can't that we're Mekel. In this Mechaber Rishonim, it's a Shailen and a Rabbanon because we're talking about this Rabbanon. So in this Mechaber Rishonim, in your day, the Mechaber Paskins suffered the Rabbanon LaHokol. Sakhid Ban Lahakal tells you that we could be Semach on the Rajba, and we're making like the Rajba. Masha'en came over here in Hilchas Chanukah, Benegia this will be Devash Hashem Matirin. Because Benegia this, the fact that it's Chayz of Anessa, the fact that it's Chayz of Anessa,
doesn't
affect the Devash Hashem Matirin. What?
Doesn't affect the
Sakhid Ban. No, but it doesn't affect the Devash Hashem Matirin. So it becomes a Devash Hashem Matirin. But again, this halacha of Safak Dabon al-Hokkel, it would be a Devash Hashem Matirin. Avat Shetechlenu. Is the main, that's what the Magen Avraham is saying. So Taka is the Mordek Magen Avraham. But again, this halacha, it is a Devash Hashem Matirin. Because we don't look at it that it's, the Chazanest doesn't make a difference. Because when again, the din of Safak Dabon al-Hokkel, we don't look at the Indian of Chazanest. We just look at it.
Says you're allowed to go do something.
Right. So.
You're allowed to go do something against the one.
Usually, it's you don't have to be machmed to go over or something. That you don't have to. But you're saying something about the cool. You're allowed to go be mevatel. Even though the rabbanon said you shouldn't. To suffer. But you're going. You're going to come back say. That could be the reason because we don't have the ran svar. When I get stuck with the ban hokol, we zichu go with Rashi svar, and by Rashi svar, there's no tzad that chayz of nesel make a difference. There's mainly spite of a shishim matirin. We go with the Ran Svara. and the mechaber will be going with the ransfer. And with the ransfer, the fact that it's chayzav v'nesa takes off the status of avashish matirin, and b'negei the etzim din bittel, it's not considered avashish matirin, it will be bottle. But b'negei the question of whether you can rely on savak d'rabban l'hokol, for that, we don't go with the ransfer. The ran is moed to Rashi, b'negei the din of savak d'rabban l'hokol by avashish matirin. We go Rashi's far, and Rashi's far, chayzav v'nesa won't make a chiluk, and it will remain a avashish matirin. And since it remains a avashish matirin, that's where we have the halacha. You're not samech on safek d'rabban l'hokol, and therefore the mechaber doesn't want to rely on the Rashba, because it'll be safek d'rabban l'kula. He'll be machmir like the yesh mishayimah that you cannot be mabul of the v'atloi. It's more in the kivega, but this is the key side.